With the warmth of summer upon us, Albertans and out-of-province travelers alike begin their search for the perfect local getaway. St. Albert, a city that often slides under the tourist radar. But as Shelley Nicol, the executive director of the St. Albert and District Chamber of Commerce said, St. Albert is much more than just a suburb. Rich history and culture, a vibrant arts scene, natural beauty and recreation, a thriving business and economic hub, and a strong sense of community engagement. These are just some of the many ways St. Albert distinguishes itself, according to Nicol. St. Albert's summer attractions are plentiful, from Western Canada's largest outdoor farmers market to the serene St. Albert Botanic Park, and the multifaceted Enjoy Centre. Culture seekers will appreciate the Art Gallery of St. Albert, Musée Heritage Museum, and an array of festivals and events like the International Children's Festival, Rock in August, and the Art Walk. Outdoor enthusiasts can revel in the extensive trail network, scenic parks, and the tranquil Sturgeon River. Another unique aspect of St. Albert is the community's strong commitment to preservation and showcasing our roots. The St. Albert Grain Elevator Park is a testament to this. Not only does it provide a glimpse into our region's agricultural heritage, but it also offers interactive exhibits and educational programs to visitors of all ages. Similarly, the Art in Public Spaces initiative displays over 30 works of art in public places, blending culture and community beautifully. Beyond these marquee attractions, Nicol suggests exploring lesser-known gems like the Machif Cultural and Resource Institute, Founders Walk, Little White School, and the Poundmaker Lodge 50th Annual Powwow, which will take place from August 18 to 20, 2023. For those on a budget, Nicol has plenty of recommendations. Many events are at no cost, like the St. Albert Farmers Market, Art Walk, Founders Walk, Trail Systems, River Lot 56 and the Grey Nun's White Spruce Forest, she said, also suggesting the Visitor Information Center as a valuable resource, either online or in person. Speaking to St. Albert's evolution beyond the suburb label, Nicol cites the city's deep historical and cultural heritage, the arts and cultural community, abundant outdoor recreational opportunities, and thriving economy. Nicol notes that the city's strong educational infrastructure and focus on innovation also set it apart. St. Albert boasts a strong educational infrastructure, offering a wide range of programs and opportunities. It is also home to innovative companies and research centers, fostering a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship, Nicol said. In recent years, the business community has also expanded to accommodate more seasonal delights. Nicol highlights that many businesses have expanded their outdoor spaces, promoting al fresco dining and shopping. The availability of recreational activities has also increased, with local businesses providing services and rentals for activities like kayaking, paddleboarding, and cycling. We are located within 30 minutes or less of many beautiful golf courses, and if you don't golf and your travel partner does. We have world-class restaurants, many health and wellness locations to de-stress, beautiful boutiques and unique shops to visit, she said. Shop, play, stay, we have it all. We are a welcoming, safe space and community for all, with a beautiful downtown located on the Sturgeon River.